Good morning, everyone. Tonight, let's talk about a city that pretends to be a paradise, but it is actually a chaotic Instagram filter stuck in reality. Annecy. Annecy calls itself the Venice of the Alps, which is true. If by Venice you mean overpriced cafes, tourists wandering like zombies, and gondolas replaced by paddleboards that people can't even steer. Honestly, Annecy is beautiful. But it's too beautiful. You can't even enjoy the lake without
someone taking a TikTok of their lunch, a tourist saying they see the Mont Blanc while it's just the Tournette, and a duck judging your life choices from the water. The weather here is basically a cruel joke. One minute it's sunny, the next minute it's raining, snowing, and the wind is strong enough to push you into the Tube Canal, the day of your final exams. The forecast is basically, good luck, I don't care.
Parking in Annecy? Forget it. Finding a spot is harder than finding a rational person on Facebook. You drive around for 30 minutes, see a spot, and just as you're about to park, surprise, it's taken by a tourist doing a dramatic Instagram photo. And the cyclist? Oh, the cyclist. In Annecy, they don't ride bikes. They hunt pedestrians. You hear a ding ding. Turn around and it's basically a death race. Your only choice is either jump in the lake or scream for mercy. Summer in Annecy is a nightmare dressed as a postcard.
The streets are parked with tourists who move slower than my Wi-Fi during finals. You pay 6 euros for a coffee, 12 euros for a croissant, and another 50 euros to look at the mountains without being trampled by a group selfie. But somehow, we'll stay here. Why? Because Annecy is like a toxic girlfriend. It's stressful, expensive, and ridiculous. But the views are so good you can't leave. So yes, Annecy is beautiful. But let's be real, it's also chaotic, expensive, and a little bit evil. And that's why we love it, or at least tolerate it, because what other city combats the hills, tourists, and overpriced parking in one neat, Instagrammable package. Thank you, Annecy, and good luck surviving here without losing your mind.